Where did you go? Better. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Drunk.
My son is a high quality person, and I applaud his transparency.
Be Heil.
Donald Drunk.
Space not to love.
Donald Drunk.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil.
Donald Drunk.
Space.
Ben. Donald Drunk.
Says.
I strongly pressed President Putin twice about Russian meddling in our election. He vehemently denied it. I've already given my opinion. ..
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Drunk. Space been hurt.
Donald
Drunk.
Says. Hey, let me ask something. Did you by any chance hack our election?
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Drunk.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman!
Super duper Superman!
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good! We would leave it if we could!
We bring the world new order!
Donald Trump!
This world new order! Everyone of foreign race will love
Donald Trump!
Space when we bring to the world disorder! When
Donald Trump
says
Putin and I discussed forming an impenetrable cybersecurity unit so that election hacking and many other negative things will be guarded and safe.
Be Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space.
The fact that President Putin and I discussed a cybersecurity unit doesn't mean I think it can happen. It can.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Right in.
Donald Trump.
Space!
There is no evidence of collusion or even the desire to collude with the Russians by anyone in the Trump campaign. Is something that was true 48 hours ago.
I would get along with Putin. I've dealt with Russia.
I think I would have a great relationship with Russia and with Putin.
I would, at the same time, get along very well with Vladimir Putin.
There's Vladimir Putin. Have you ever met the guy?
Tough guy. I met him once.
And I got to know him very well because we were both on 60 Minutes. We were stablemates, and we did very well that night.
The biggest thing we have is that we were on 60 Minutes together and we had fantastic ratings, one of your best rated shows in a long time, so that was good, right? So we were stablemates.
I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me.
I never met Putin. This is not my best friend.
I don't know the gentleman.
I don't know Putin.
I have no idea.
Well, I have no relationship with him other than he called me a genius. He said Donald Trump is a genius.
I mean, they want me to refute his statement. How dare you say I'm brilliant?
Then Putin said Donald Trump is a genius. He's going to be the next great leader of the United States.
Guy calls you a genius. Is anybody going to disavow? We don't disavow. How dare? That's a... Who's going to do that?
Do you respect Putin?
I do respect.
I don't love. I don't hate. We'll see how it works.
Look, Putin, from everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet. And
if Putin likes Donald Trump, guess what, folks? That's called an asset, not a liability.
Are there any ties between Mr. Trump, you or your campaign, and Putin and his regime?
No, there are not. It's absurd.
It's disgusting. It's so phony. I mean, I can't think of bigger lies.
Did anyone involved in the Trump campaign have any contact with Russians trying to meddle with the election?
Absolutely not. And I discussed that with the president-elect just last night. Those conversations never happened.
I have nothing to do with Russia. To the best of my knowledge, no person that I deal with does.
No collusion whatsoever between anybody involved with Trump and anybody involved with Russia in the 2016 campaign.
No.
There was no collusion. There was no coordination. So now I think the issue is officially dead.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily.
In your position as Director of National Intelligence, oversaw the entire U.S. intelligence community. In your view, is there any doubt about Russia's role?
Absolutely none. And that has been reaffirmed by those who are still in positions of responsibility in the intelligence community. But there's absolutely no doubt about it. And the high confidence levels, the multiple sources of information we had, and its high fidelity still leave me very convinced of the veracity of that report.
Donald Trump Jr., together with Jared Kushner and campaign manager Paul Manafort, had a secret meeting during the campaign with Russian lawyer who was offering dirt on Hillary Clinton.
Naturally,
yeah.
When Don Jr. learned that a hostile foreign power was trying to undermine our democracy, he immediately reported it to the FBI. I'm just kidding.
From the New York Times, citing an email described to the New York Times by three people, that ahead of the meeting that took place last June, which was reported on by the Times this weekend, between a Kremlin-backed lawyer and basically the triumvirate at the top of the Trump campaign, his campaign manager, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his eldest son, Donald Jr., before that meeting took place, the acquaintance, business acquaintance, who arranged that meeting, sent an email to Donald Trump Jr. informing him explicitly that if they were going to get compromising information about Hillary Clinton from this meeting, they should know that that material was from the Russian government, and it was part of a Russian government effort to aid his father's candidacy.
Then the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
Explosive and very fast-moving developments in the Russian meddling.
Major breaking news.
The very latest bombshell.
Breaking and stunning news in our politics lead today. The release of an email chain from last June between Donald Trump Jr. and this man, Rob Goldstone.
On its face, this is information that supports the allegation or the idea of collusion between the Trump campaign or potential collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government.
But the subject line on the emails that were released today was Russia-Clinton-private-and-confidential! Exclamation. We're five words in, and four of them are Russia-Clinton-private-confidential. The only word that's innocent is and. It was a short introductory meeting. I asked Jared and Paul to stop by. We primarily discussed a program about the adoption of Russian children.
On June 3rd, this is when this exchange began. Rob Goldstone writes, the Crown Prosecutor of Russia met with his father, Aris, this morning, and in their meeting, offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to your father.
This is obviously very high-level and sensitive information.
But is part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump helped along by Aris and Emmett. Part of the response from Donald Trump Jr. after that same day.
Less than 20 minutes later. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate that. If it's what you say, I love it, especially later in the summer.
June 6th, 3 days later, Rob Goldstone follows up. Let me know when you are free to talk with Emmett about this Hillary info. The next day, June 7th, Goldstone says Emin asked that I schedule a meeting with you and the Russian government attorney who is flying over from Moscow for this Thursday. Trump Jr. responds that same day, how about three at our office? Goldstone says, I will send the names of the two people meeting with you for security when I have them later today. Donald Trump Jr. responds that day, great. It will likely be Paul Manafort, campaign boss, my brother-in-law, and me.
Who do they bring to the meeting? They not only bring Sonny, they bring Luca Brasi and Paul Manafort as well.
725 Fifth Ave, 25th floor, June 8th. He forwards this email to Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort. Meeting got moved to 4 tomorrow. My office is best done.
Got it.
That during the height of the presidential campaign, on the advice of a guy he met at the Miss Universe pageant, Don Jr. said, hey, Jared, Paul, I know you guys are a little busy right now, but I need you to come to a meeting. With who? I don't know. About what? I'm not telling you. Okay, we're in.
Saturday.
With Donald Trump Jr. saying, didn't know who I was meeting with or for what.
Right. Sunday, it turns out, it's about dirt on Hillary. And here we are Tuesday with the sort of confirmation that, that Trump Jr. knew he was meeting with, at the time, somebody who was identified as a Russian government attorney.
It's not a smoking gun, but it is a gun meeting with a Russian bullet about their mutual desire to smoke.
And the key question still seems to be the lying and the colluding.
Well, okay, so anytime you're in a campaign and you get an offer from a foreign government to help your campaign, the answer is no. So I don't know what Mr. Trump Jr.'s version of the facts are. He has to testify. That email is disturbing.
We're meeting with a foreign government, that's a whole different issue than meeting with an individual. I've got to find out all the facts on this to be able to see, but obviously it's a concern, but it's a bigger concern because we're looking backwards at this point.
They should have turned this over to law enforcement immediately. Instead, they had this very, very troubling meeting, and this is just wheelbarrows full of new evidence for the special prosecutor and the Senate Intelligence Committee.
And the great big song came nearer and nearer.
Did you hand over any and all documents?
Well, I will.
Critics of this White House say this is now clear evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin, something President Trump has denied repeatedly for months.
There is no collusion, and everybody has said, and I think you will admit that, there is no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians. They're all saying, there is no collusion. There is no collusion.
Precisely.
Well, I'd like it to move fast, if possible, but I'll tell you what I really want. There is no collusion. We had nothing to do with Russia and everything else.
There is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians, zero. Believe me, there's no collusion. There was no collusion. And everybody, even my enemies, have said there is no collusion.
No collusion, no obstruction, no collusion, no obstruction.
There has been no collusion. There has been leaking by Comey. But there's been no collusion, no obstruction, and virtually everybody agrees to that.
When Donald Trump Jr. did this email dump today, he provided probable cause for Robert Mueller to charge him with the crime, specifically campaign fraud. It's a federal offense to solicit a campaign contribution from a foreign national. The statute's clear. The contribution doesn't have to be cash money. It can be anything of value, including opposition research. Now, do I think Mueller's going to charge him tomorrow? No. When you have probable cause, you don't have to do it that day. But make no mistake, Mr. Trump Jr. is in deep trouble of his own doing. At some point, he will be charged.
When the great big saw came nearer and nearer.
The fake news media has never been so wrong or so dirty. Purposely incorrect stories and phony sources to meet their agenda of hate. Sad.
We're joined now by senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne, thank you for talking at me today. Tell me about these bombshell revelations that Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian lawyer to gain damaging information on Hillary Clinton.
Don Jr. has very explicitly stated he didn't even know the name of the person with whom he was meeting.
Does he often meet with random strangers?
This was standard operating procedure for the campaign.
So let me get this straight. Why did he agree to this meeting?
He agreed to the meeting based on a contact from the Miss Universe pageant.
Why is a contact from Miss Universe setting up campaign meetings? Isn't agreeing to a meeting in hopes of obtaining damaging information against a political opponent from a foreign national, a Russian, the definition of collusion?
That the conversation's real, the collusion's not.
But the conversation was about collusion. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I understand. You're lying.
Breaking news tonight from the New York Times is that Donald Trump's lawyer and his colleagues, I'm reading now directly from the article, have complained that Mr. Kushner has been whispering in the president's ear about the Russian investigations and stories while keeping the lawyers out of the loop. According to another person familiar with the legal team, the president's lawyers view Mr. Kushner as an obstacle and freelancer more concerned about protecting himself than his father-in-law, the person said.
And the great big song came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.
A foreign national shall not directly or indirectly make a contribution or a donation of money or other thing of value. You know what Oppo Research is? A thing of value. That's why you took the meeting.
I don't know anyone who believes Donald Trump Sr. when he says he didn't know about this meeting. It just belies credibility if you think his son was there, his son-in-law, the chief of his campaign, talking about something Trump is obsessed with, Hillary's email, and he knows nothing about it. Give me a brick.
That Donald Trump had no idea what was happening at the highest levels of his own campaign. Yeah, it checks out.
The U.S. and Russian officials are giving two very differing accounts of President Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin, particularly on the issue of election meddling.
Well, the key difference, Reena, is the Russians say that when President Putin denied categorically any Russian meddling in the 2016 election, President Trump, quote unquote, accepted that. The U.S. officials don't say that at all. They say that President Trump acknowledged that answer, but that doesn't mean he believed it. And one of the things the Russians like to do in situations like this is offer their own interpretation that benefits them politically. And that could be what the Russians are doing right now. Clearly, the U.S. intelligence community will not, under any circumstances, accept blanket Russian denials that it had nothing to do with interfering in the 2016 election.
President Trump's face-to-face meeting with Vladimir Putin. I think it was Trump's six-month performance review.
We've learned that Russian spies are ramping up their intelligence gathering efforts in the U.S., according to current and former U.S. intelligence officials who say they've noticed an increase since the election. So the Russians' efforts have not been slowed by the intense focus of the intelligence community's assessment that Russia meddled in the U.S. election. And since the election, U.S. authorities have detected an uptick in suspected Russian intelligence officers entering the U.S. under the guise of other business. Officials say they've been replenishing their ranks since the U.S. expelled 35 Russian diplomats suspected of spying, as you'll recall, last December.
A clown had to go at a reality show, which 24/7 played him. He screamed a battle cry to the living dead, who danced while the Muslims prayed. And then the News Clan landed its leading man, and now we're living in the film they made, where Bozo saddles John Wayne's private plane, and into high noon's hell hate flowed. Stephen King couldn't conceive it, and your baby can't believe it, that a clown got the nuclear code. Now come check out the scene, every day is Halloween. Dead ideas waltzing from their graves. Swipe right for information, bringing back that old plantation. Only this time we all get to be slaves. Cause it's good old boys on a fear run, led by a monkey on a pearl commode. A toddler with a handgun, a clown with the nuclear code.
lady giving you the snub. You should have got together with the folks born in bad weather. Be like, baby, welcome to the club. So viva your resistance and true love's insistence. Bear the borders in your head and do. See, the king's dream is a mixtape which gives love and takes shape, changes colors to stay true. Hey, do you want to hear a story about how hate challenged glory but lost it at the races, you see? When Brooklyn sings a rhyme to a world out of time as we wave by to the clown as he saddles at off's poison stallion into hill sunset.
What we already knew, Barry, that the President of the United States has a particular skill set, that he's identified an illness in Western democracies, but he has no cure for it and seems intent on exploiting it. And we've also learned that he has no desire and no capacity to lead the world. The G20 became the G19 as it ended. On the Paris Climate Accords, the US was left isolated and friendless. But given that that was always going to happen, a deft president would have found an issue around which he could rally most of the leaders. And he had the perfect one, North Korea's missile tests. So where was the G20 statement condemning North Korea, which would have put pressure on China and Russia? Other leaders expected it. They were prepared to back it, but it never came. There's a tendency among some hopeful souls to confuse the speeches written for Trump with the thoughts of the man himself. He did make some interesting scripted observations in Poland about defending the values of the West, and he's in a unique position. He's the one man who has the power to do something about it. But it's the unscripted Trump that's real, a man who barks out bile in 140 characters, who wastes his precious days as president at war with the West's institutions like the judiciary, independent government agencies, and the free press. He was an uneasy, lonely, awkward figure at this gathering, and you got the strong sense that some of the leaders are trying to find the best way to work around him. Donald Trump's a man who craves power because it burnishes his celebrity. To be constantly talking and talked about is all that really matters, and there is no value placed on the meaning of words, so what's said one day can be discarded the next. So what did we learn? We learned that Donald Trump has pressed fast forward on the decline of the United States as a global leader. He managed to isolate his nation, to confuse and alienate his allies, and to diminish America. He will cede that power to China and Russia, two authoritarian states that will forge a very different set of rules for the 21st century. Some will cheer the decline of America, but I think we'll miss it when it's gone. And that's the biggest threat to the values of the West, which he claims to hold so dear.
Most of the leaders feel, but don't say in public, which is that President Trump is either very foolish, very naive, or crazy. Mm-hmm. They are really, really frightened by this man. And we're not talking about madman theory. They are really really worried that he's not in command of the country or of his senses.
The dictionary definition of treason is betrayal of one's country, particularly to a foreign adversary. The statute that we have for prosecution of treason in and of itself does only apply when there is a declared war or an attempt to overthrow the United States government, that particular statute. But we didn't have declared war throughout the Cold War. People went to jail for conduct that amounted to the dictionary definition of treason. They just weren't prosecuted under the treason statute. We have statutes that prohibit espionage, statutes that prohibit computer hacking and theft of data, statutes that prohibit false statements to the governments, that prohibit perjury, statutes that prohibit foreign governments from assisting United States government political campaigns. When we don't have a declared war, we deal with treason through other applicable law, but that doesn't mean that betraying one's country is not treason. It is. And if the White House wants to take a position that betrayal of the United States to Russia using foreign agents to help win a U.S. political campaign is not betrayal of the United States, if that isn't treason, well, they can go ahead and take that position. But that's not the understanding of treason that most Americans have.
I come before you to confess my treason in the sight of gods and men.
So long as I am your king, treason shall never go unpunished.
When the great big saw comes nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer. And nearer.
You're just another pretty face. I'm really tired of you. You're fired.
I gotta say, I got swept up. I did not know that the fall of Western democracy had such a fat beat.
Thanks this week for the
music
from
Stew, Spike, Jones, Golden, Earring, Emin.
And thanks to
Sarah, Huckabee, Sanders, Stephen, Colbert,
David,
Letterman, Hillary, Clinton,
George,
Stephanopoulos, Paul, Manafort,
Donald,
Drumpf, Jr., Kellyanne, Conway,
Chris,
Wallace, Rience, Prybus, James, Clapper, Trevor, Noah,
Rachel,
Maddow,
Wolf,
Blitzer, Jake, Tapper, Ali, Belshi, Halley,
Jackson,
Lindsay, Graham, Sean, Hannity, Brian,
Williams,
Paul, Butler, Andy, Circus, Lawrence,
Major,
Garrett, Pamela,
Brown, Chris,
Ullman, Ned, Stark, Joffrey, Baratheon.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.